Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, December 11th, 2017. U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem led to protests in front of the U.S. Embassy on Friday, which is located right next to the Brandenburg Gate. The decision is interpreted as a recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Around 1,200 people were counted, and demonstrators wielded Palestinian, Turkish, and Syrian flags, and at least two Israeli flags were burned. Witnesses described the mood as heated, but according to a police spokesperson, the event was, quote, mostly without disturbances. 10 people, however, were temporarily arrested. Further unannounced protests occurred in Neukölln the same evening, the crowd growing to about 300 people until police arrived. The status of Jerusalem is one of the biggest topics of dispute in the Mideast conflict. The view in the UN so far is that status has to be clarified in the peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. The former Vietnamese party functionary Trinh Xuan Tan is facing execution in his home country. On August 3rd, Berlin Briefing reported about the case as the man was kidnapped in Berlin Tiergarten during daylight hours, and the incident created diplomatic tensions between Germany and Vietnam. Mr. Tan had a search warrant in his home country for causing a 125 million euro damage while he was managing the oil and gas conglomerate PetroVietnam. New details about the kidnapping substantiate the suspicion that it was planned and ordered by the Vietnamese government. The German news show Tagesschau has obtained information that Zhuang Minhong, number 2 of the Vietnamese Secret Service, came to Berlin 1 week before the kidnapping and met with two agents who rented two cars in Prague. GPS data shows that both cars were used for the kidnapping. A surveillance tape also shows that the three men met with the first secretary of the Vietnamese embassy in Berlin, Tha Duc Nguyen. This contradicts the official line of the Vietnamese government, which has denied any involvement in the case so far. Mr. Tan was exposed because he met with his 26-year-old former employee and lover on July 19th. The woman was unknowingly used as a decoy by the Vietnamese Secret Service. On July 23rd, when the couple took a walk in Tiergarten, the agents saw their chance and dragged them into a car. Several bystanders witnessed the operation and took pictures of the cars and license plates. According to Tagesschau, the GPS data of the rental car revealed that afterward it was parked on Vietnamese embassy grounds in Treptow. On the same day, an embassy employee booked three tickets back to Vietnam, one for the girlfriend and two for the agents. The victim, however, was transported in a disguised ambulance to Moscow and put on an airplane there. In early August, Mr. Tan was presented on Vietnamese state television, and in a seemingly forced interview, he confirmed the official version that he returned voluntarily. The German Office of Foreign Affairs heavily protested, demanded that Mr. Tan is brought back to Germany, and expelled two diplomats. The government in Hanoi stayed unimpressed and communicated that Mr. Tan is facing execution by lethal injection. A judge who was working on the court case against a biker gang had his briefcase stolen from his car. The briefcase contained documents for the prosecution, and it is possible that the theft was a targeted attack against the trial, which will continue nonetheless. The proceeding started on November 4, 2014, against 11 members connected to the Hells Angels gang. They are charged for assaulting a gambling cafe in Reinickendorf and shooting a 26-year-old person without warning. The assault was filmed by surveillance cameras and took only 25 seconds. Investigators speak of a revenge execution. Starting yesterday, the Deutsche Bahn has put their new timetables into place. The most prominent example is the new high-speed ICE line between Berlin and Munich, which cuts down the travel time from 6 to just under 4 hours. For the maiden voyage on Saturday, 150 journalists, bloggers, and prominent guests were invited. Unfortunately, the train had to stop at least 3 times due to technical difficulties and was delayed by 75 minutes in the end. For the regional branch of Deutsche Bahn, there will be many changes as well, and most of them are positive for Berlin commuters. For example, the 5-minute frequency of the S41, S42 Ringbahn will be prolonged until 9 p.m. In general, almost all S-Bahn lines will be affected by changes, and there will even be a new line, the S26. The Beval Gi announced some changes too. Starting December 18th, the tram line M1, which connects Mita, Prince Lao Beg, and Pankow, will introduce a 7.5-minute frequency instead of 10 minutes. Several bus lines will receive plan upgrades, and with the new X36, a new connection for the Spandau-Wasserstadt will start operations. For a more detailed overview, please check out the link in our show notes. The Tierpark Zoo in eastern Berlin celebrated the birth of a polar bear cub on Saturday. The yet unnamed cub was one of two polar bears born to mother Tanya. Unfortunately, one of the cubs was stillborn. Tanya is also the mother of another cub, Fritz, who immediately won the hearts of Berliners last year, but died, surprisingly, and of unknown causes in March, when it was only 4 months old. For Tierpark director Andreas Knierim, now it is time to cross fingers. Tierpark polar bear curator Florian Six said that the first 4 to 10 days are especially difficult for a polar bear cub, as they come into the world naked, deaf, and blind, and are very vulnerable to external threats like infectious diseases. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.